I would probably choose the mountain over the heart. Because a mountain is a mountain. It's not deceitful. It is what it is. But the human heart, who can tell it? Who can measure it? Who can fathom the foundations of it? Who can tell where it goes? What it's doing? If I had to move a heart without God, I'd rather move the mountain. But if I have God's will, we can move anything. Anything. That's why he uses a mountain. Something huge. I'll never get over drugs and alcohol. Believe. You can. And they say, but I have believed for so long. And it's like, well, what? So now you're going to give up. Well, then your faith was of none effect. Because you got to go from faith to faith. You can't believe one day and then not believe the next. We got to keep on believing. Persist. Be diligent. You know, we want to use speed. And we want to be steadfast. But I'm not steadfast. Well, then pray to be steadfast. All these things we got to pray for. I tell you what. I go through the same things every other person goes through. And I probably have done worse in my time at everything than anyone else I know. But it's that I may have understanding and compassion on others who have hard times overcoming sin. Because it wasn't easy for me. I look at all those people who overcome it easily, and they're the moral pillars of society, and I look at them and I have a degree of admiration. But on the other hand, I don't think they have a lot of compassion for people who aren't able to just pull themselves up by their bootstraps. Because that's how they think of righteousness. You just gotta do what's right, you know? You know what's right? Well, do it. It's easy enough for you to say. I, by the power of God, escape unrighteousness. My own power was never enough. But whatever power God gives me, that I will use. Sometimes it's a question of recognizing what is in us. And also not making this too much of a distinction between what God does and what we do. Because everything that God does in us, we do it. You know, his works are our works in us. His work in us is our works. Not that we stand according to our own righteousness, because our own righteousness would be our righteousness without God, meaning it would fall short of the glory of God and of what he deems righteous. We would always have spots. And that's even the most upright man in the earth is spotted. Altogether unprofitable, altogether filthy in the sight of God. And the hard part about being like that is that you think you're pretty good, so you don't feel like you need anything more. So you're not believing in promises for, you know, absolute escape from sin. You're not looking for that. Because you don't need a physician. You feel, I'm pretty whole. And it's funny because sometimes those who seem to be most righteous, you know, the last should be first and the first should be last. They're going to come in thinking they're pretty good and they believe in Jesus. And then God's going to say, well, where did these spots come from? Because they never really sought God that they should fully put on Christ. They were sufficient to themselves to begin with. They were satisfied. They didn't hunger and thirst after righteousness. Think about that. If you're a pretty decent person, what do you don't think like, I'm horrible, I need righteousness. You don't hunger and thirst after it. You're like, I'm pretty full. I'm all right. Pretty good. Right? I'm good. I mean, I'm no saint. But hey, you know what? I don't do this. I don't do that. Like that young ruler. I don't think Mark called him that, but the young man who was very wealthy. I kept all the commandments from my youth. Verse 27. And they come again to Jerusalem. And as he was walking in the temple, there come to him the chief priests and the scribes and the elders. and say unto him, By what authority doest thou these things? Who gave thee this authority to do these things? And Jesus answered and said unto them, I will also ask of you one question, and answer me, and I will tell you by what authority I do these things. The baptism of John, was it from heaven or of men? Answer me. And they reasoned with themselves, saying, If we shall say from heaven, he will say, Why then did you not believe him? But if we shall say of men, they feared the people. For all men counted John, that he was a prophet indeed. And they answered and said unto Jesus, We cannot tell. And Jesus answering said unto them, Neither do I tell you by what authority I do these things. They revealed the wickedness of their heart in their reasoning. Because when they asked him the question, they were also reasoning that whatever he answers, we'll have him. If he says his authority comes from heaven, we'll have one response. If he says his authority comes from men, we'll have another response. We'll have him no matter what he answers. And he presents the same kind of question back to them. A question to which no answer is going to be acceptable. Because you're going to get in trouble no matter what you say. And therefore, it's a trick question. It's a trap. People to this day love to pull this kind of junk on you. You know, and Jesus, what he does really is he gets at the subtext. What's hidden underneath is their wicked intent and the way they're questioning him. Sometimes you don't answer the question, but you question the questioner. You've got to assess what they're asking, why they're asking it, what are the hidden assumptions. As Jesus said to his disciples, be wise as serpents and harmless as doves. We want to be smart. We want to be wise in the way we deal with these people. Because religious teachers, pastors, rabbis, whatever, they all are accustomed to handling questions, to dealing with things, and to putting people back on their heels. Many of them are, at least. I mean, I'm sure there's some that are kind of cowardly and don't want to rock the boat and just try to avoid everything. There's all different kinds of people. But a lot of times, people who are steeped in these things, they're intelligent people. They have clever schemes, clever questions, things that are meant to trip you up and stumble. Don't stumble and trip up, but don't be dismayed at their words. Look to God. He will give you a mouth and wisdom, as Jesus says in another place, that even the gainsayers will not be able to resist. It's from Luke, and we're coming up on Luke in just another week. So the questions asked by the enemies of God, handle carefully. You know, recognizing what you're dealing with. You're handling poison. You're playing with fire. So keep your cool. Think. Act accordingly.